Om Shanti.
Stick to your story. That's today's topic. In Hindi, stick means chipakna. अपनी कहानी को चिपकना, या यहाँ पे हम कहेंगे कि अपने उसूलों को चिपकना, अपनी बातों पर अडिग रहना, अपनी बातों पर चिपके रहना, अपने सिद्धांतों पर कायम रहना. आई एम स्पीकिंग ट्रांसलेटिंग इन हिंदी, लेटर ऑन आई विल स्पीक इन इंग्लिश. सो दैट्स द मीनिंग इन हिंदी. सो आवर टॉपिक इज स्टिक टू योर स्टोरी. सो इट मीन्स टू रिसीव टू चेंज योर अकाउंट ऑफ एन इवेंट और सिचुएशन, especially when it is not true or when people doubt it. In simple words, we can say to be determined in our thought, in our decision, whether it's right or wrong, and not changing, not paying attention towards people. Whatever they are saying, we are so determined in our thought. So, actually, if you see, the power of determination is most important in one's life to achieve any goal. But if we determine in some wrong way, in the bad side, then it's not good for us. If we see, the scientists have so much determination in their thought, so they had invented so many things, and because of that, those things had made our life so easier. By the determination power of Mahatma Gandhi, we got the freedom, and that also by following the path of non-violence. So determination is very essential for anyone's life to achieve any goal or achieve any kind of success in his life. But if we are determined, as I say that, but if we are determined in some wrong way, on the wrong side, if some wrong thought and people are commenting on us, then we must have to think that why people are commenting on us, what there is some mistake, what is there, what is wrong going on there, and according to that we have to bring some changes in our life. So that's called the flexibility, resiliency in our life. So as I explained that that prayers have two aspects. One is when it is not true, and second one is when people are commenting on it, when people have doubt it. So now we will see on the first point, when it is not true. So what we have to do when it is not true? We have to change. Okay, we always try to change, but there are some causes which are not allowing us to change. What are those causes? Yeah, our own sanskar, that's not allowing us to change, and sanskar habits are the same. Ego, yeah. The first one is the ego. Okay, we don't bow, we don't try to, or we don't will to bow down in front of others. We have so much ego that I am the right, whatever I am doing, or sometimes we have the ego of our post and position, our education, whatever, different kind of egos are there. So if we have the ego, it's not allowing us to bow down. So one is the ego, and I think second one is not having the proper information or not having the proper knowledge. If we don't have the proper knowledge of anything, we are not allowing to change ourselves. What we think, whatever I am doing is the right. We don't bother about the people, what people are saying. We think that might be they don't have its proper information, but I only have its proper information. So we are not allowing to change ourselves in that condition, when we don't have the proper knowledge. And I think the next one is the not having proper guidance. Sometimes we choose some goal in our life, or we make some principles in our life, but we don't have proper guidance, or we don't have the proper aim, that from where I got that guidance, to whom I am following. Either that to whom I am following, it's standing on the real platform, or it have some fantasy, or it have some imagination. If we have that kind of feeling in our mind that whatever I am doing is right, or from where I got that guidance is the correct, so that time also we are not able to change our sanskar, or we are not able to change our habit, our decision. And I think the next one will be not having social activity or not having social connections, because many times we are just engaged in our world only. If we want to take an example, suppose if a person, he is from the big city like a Bombay or Delhi, and he has some education, and another one is from some village, and he also have the same education, same age, and everything is the same. But if you take the people of the big city, his mind level is different as compared to the people of the small city. Because where they, when we meet so many people, we get some inspiration from them, we share ideas with each other, and that helps in our life to think over it, that what I am doing, either I am doing right or wrong. So social activities, I think, must need it. Not much, but at least how much we can control, or how much we have to keep the thing in our hand, that how much I have to come in the contact with the people and how much not. So social activity is also needed to think over on our decision, that either I am doing right or wrong. So one is a social activity. And I think next one is the not accepting the opportunities. In our life, so many times, so much opportunity comes, but we still standing on our old sanskar, or we are thinking, no, what I am doing is right. We are not ready to accept that opportunity. So that also not allowing us to change, bring the change in our life. So we have to accept each and every opportunity. We have to look from different sides, so many angles, different angles, that why that opportunity has come to me, or why that problem has come to me, and what I can learn from that problem. So accepting the opportunity, if we will accept the opportunities, then it makes our life easier to make any changes. And I think next one is having lack of confidence. If we don't have the confidence in ourselves that yes, I can do that, so then only we can change our life, we can change our decision. But many times it happened that we had taken this idea or the guidance from someone else, and he has asked us to do that thing, and later on then we feel some problem, then still we are looking for that person, we look for that person, that where that person has gone, from whom I have taken that idea, or who has guided me that time. So in that position, in that circumstance, we don't have so much confidence power in ourselves, in our decision, that yes, I can do that, and I don't need anyone's help in that. So when we don't have that confidence power in ourselves, so it's not easy for us to bring any kind of changes in our decision. And what will be more? Why we are not flexible in our life? When we know that it's not true, it's wrong, but then also, thinking of others, yeah, one will be thinking of others. We always think about others. That first, I remember my nephew, he has joined, he said that I have to become CA, but his account is not much good, and he took the admission in that academy for the CA, and after a few months he thought that it's not, I can't handle that, it's not my cup of tea. So, but still some confusion was going on his mind, and then he stopped to go to college, and then my bhabhi, my brother's wife, asked him that why you're not going to college all the time, you're giving some excuse. And then later on he says that I can't do that, doing the CA is not easier. So then she says, my brother's wife, she says to him, okay, that's okay, no problem, if you want to join something else, you can do whatever you want to do. But still he have the fear that what people will say, oh, I joined to CA, now I have to leave that. So when we have that fear in our mind that what people will say, so that time also it's not easy for us to make bring the changes in our decision. So one will be the fear, we will take it into the fear. Yeah, society fear, yeah. Image, yeah, we think about our reputation, yeah, that we had taken that decision, and if we will change the decision, what people will say on that. So, and what will be more? Confidence, yeah, we already spoke on the confidence. Failure. Speak loudly, I can't hear. Failure, yeah, that will come in the lack of confidence only, or the fear only, no? Yeah. And what will be the more? So these things are related with the normal worldly people also, and these things are related with the Brahmin souls also. That we have some mindset in our, we have something in our mind, and it's not easy for us to make any kind, bring the changes in our life. And we think about so many things, like as we say, that ego and the fear, and not having so much confidence attached to our decision. Not accepting the opportunities, not having social contacts, not having the proper awareness of the, not having the proper knowledge on which we are working, the decision we have taken. So all those things will come in that. When we are wrong, we know that it's not true. But then also these kind of things are not allowing us to bring the changes in our life. And now second aspect is, when people doubt it. So what we have to do in that case, when people doubt it? In our decision, stick to your story, it have two aspects. When we are not true, so that time we must have to bring the changes in our decision, in our life. So we already discussed on what are the causes, why we are not flexible in our decision. So now the second, we will come on the second aspect. When people doubt it, what time we have, that time what we have to do? Firm, yeah. So the same is related with the first point only, that we have to collect the proper information, proper knowledge of that thing, that whatever decision I have taken or the thing on which I am working, either is right or wrong. So I am who, I am following whom, as I explained in the first point only, that I am following whom, it's a fantasy or it's a imagination. Because many times it's happened that we are working on some new thing or some new project, but people don't have a knowledge of that thing. And they keep criticizing on that, they keep commenting on that. So in that time, we don't have to bother about the people. Because we are sure, because I want to give you my example. When I have taken the technical side, that instrumentation and automation, no one has knows what the field is. And so many people have advised me, what that field, and take, do some welder or this and that, the normal thing. And what we are taking, that instrumentation and automation, we never heard about it, what that kind of field is. So, but that time I was very firm in my decision. No, I have to do only that thing, because already I have read so many things from the internet, and I have taken the guidance from so many people that what really there is in that field. And according to that, I had taken my decision. And the later on, I never think, because I always take my own decision. I never depend on anyone else. I take guidance from anyone, any other people, in some place where I am not capable or if I don't have knowledge of that thing. But later on, I do my own decision. So one is that having the proper knowledge, proper information of the thing. If we are sure that we are confirmed that whatever decision we had taken is the correct, is the right, it's not on the imagination, or we don't have any kind of fantasy, so we don't have to change our decision in that time. And second one is what we have to keep in our mind when people doubt it. Sorry? Justify to anyone. Yeah. Why we should justify? Yeah, that will come in the first only, no? It will come in the first point only. If we have the proper information, if we have the proper knowledge of that thing, then we don't have to tell them that I am on the right path. We just have to show them the result. Okay. And I think second one is the awareness of time. If we have the awareness of the time, that what the time is going on. Because many times it happens that, as I told that in the first point only, many times people don't have that knowledge of the time, what the knowledge is going on. If we take the old people, they have the same sanskar, same habit in their mind, and according to that only they go in their routine life. They will say, no, just you have to do that, you have to do that only, that kind of things only. But if we have the awareness of time, that what really going on surrounding us, around us, so that also helps a lot to achieve our goal. We can take the example of the company, Nokia mobile phone company. One time that Nokia has a very branded company, has a very good reputation and a goodwill in the market. But they fail to bring the changes according to the time, what time they're going on around them. And because of that, the company gets bankrupt. And same thing has happened with the Kodak company also. Why that company has bankrupt? Because they had not accepted the changes, what going around them. Because in that company, I think Kodak had established in 1886 only. In 1975, they had made the first digital camera. But then also that company has got bankrupt. Why? Because they have not accepted the changes. They think, no, whatever we are doing, that's right. And people will accept that. No, it's not always there. People always try to get some new thing. Whatever new thing is there, people always attract to them. So we have to be awareness of time should always there in our mind, that what's going on surrounding us. And according to that time, we have to bring some changes in our life. Then only we'll get success in that. And what will the else? Believing, I think that will come in first only if you have the firm faith. I think third one will be measure your progress time to time, that how much progress I did in that, step by step check all the milestone of your life towards your goal, that if you had taken any goal, how much steps or how much steps I had crossed now, and in that step did I get success or not. If we are getting success time to time, then we don't have to think about the people, because we know that we are on the right path. But if you are continuously, we have failure in our decision, continuously we are not getting the desired result, then we must have to think on that. But if we know that time to time we are, it's called, we can call also that a retrospection of our decision, that whatever we are, success we are getting in our life, if that success is according to our aim, according to our thought, whatever we had think, then we don't have to think about the people. That so measure the success time to time, measure the achievement, whatever achievement we got from that time to time. Since start to till now, how much kind of success I had got in my decision. So we don't have to think about the people. Good relation. How good relation will help? If you have good relation with the people, then they don't doubt on you, doubt in your decision, or they don't make any kind of comment in your life. What will the more? First we discussed about the having proper information. And second one, what we discussed? Awareness of time. Third one is measure your success. And don't bother about others here. So that are the few points. When people doubt on you, so that time we have to think on all those kind of things, what the decision which we have taken, and we don't have to bother about the people. So now we will come into our Brahmin life. What we have to do in our Brahmin life. How to become resilient in our Brahmin life. How to become flexible in Brahmin life. Because in our Brahmin life also we have so many kind of rules and regulations and customs, means so many things are there. Codes of conduct. So what we have to do in that type. It's also have the two aspects. One, from when people doubt you. So when it happens when we come in the Gyan. So when the people who are not in the Gyan, like our family member and relative, they doubt on you. But if we have the firm faith in our decision that, okay, whatever path I have chosen, the spirituality, the path of spiritual life, or the I got Baba, or I found a God, whatever. So we don't have to bother about the people. But after coming in Brahmin life, when we become a Brahmin, when we become a BK, that time also some things are there. And we have to bring the changes in our life to become a good yogi or to become a good Brahmin soul. What kind of flexibility is needed in that time? Okay, whatever we are doing is as per Srimad, then we don't have to bother about the people. Okay. So, one sannyasi, one saint was there, and he was just about to die. He was on the dying on the deathbed. And that time his disciples just asked him give some last lesson before you leave body. Now you are going to die. Before dying, just give some last lesson. So that sannyasi has asked him, just look in my mouth and see if you find any teeth. So he opened his mouth and he asked the disciple. Then disciple said, no, there is no teeth. So he asked, is there is tongue? And then disciple has said, yeah, there is tongue. So he asked, why tongue is there but no teeth are there? Because when we born, since that time we have the tongue, but tooth come after four or five years. But till now I am going to leave body, so why tongue is there, but there are no teeth, why? Then that sannyasi says, because the tongue is flexible, tongue is the resilience. So don't be rigid in your life, the rigid thing always breaks, but the flexible thing very rarely or never breaks. So we have to bring the resiliency, flexibility in our Brahmin life also, in our all kind of rules and, well, not I will say in the rules and regulation, but in some places, the rules we had made, especially on our own mat, and on our own decision, means like I have to do that only, it's not according to the Srimad. In that kind of things, we have to bring the changes in our life. So, what kind of changes we have to bring? So, I think first one is the attitude in our Brahmin life. Okay, we must have to work on our attitude, because many times it's happened that something happened with us and we fix some attitude in our mind that person is like that. Or if not, sometimes it's happened that one person is not good with my good friend. Then we fix that attitude that he's not good with my friend and that person is not good, because we have that form said that my friend is very good. Okay, but that person is not good with my friend, so it means that person is not good because my friend is very good. So we have to bring that kind of changes in our attitude, that that person is good or that person is not good. Because it depends on the different kind of circumstance, different kind of situation, that why that person has react with me, and that why person has says that thing to me, and what in different condition, you know, every day in our life we come across so many different conditions, so many different circumstances. So according to that we have to think that maybe some cause is there, some circumstance is there, and because of that only that person has behaved by such way to me. So we have to bring the change in our attitude. And what will be next? Power of adjustment. Yeah, we need power of adjustment to adjust the people. Changes. We took that point as a changes. We always have to welcome the changes. Whatever changes are going on, we have to adjust our life according to that. If you won't accept the changes, then it will make our life so hard. So always welcome the changes. Even if we see in the yajna also, everything has passed, have to pass from three stages: sato, rajo, and tamo. So either is related with our yajna or is outside of the, if you take the worldly things also. Now always welcome the changes. Whatever the changes are there, according to drama, that changes are the good. Either it's in a human being or either it's in any kind of thing. So always welcome the changes. So first one is the attitude. Second one is changes. Always welcome the changes. And what was the next one? Yeah, the changes, I think it will come in changes only. Accept what as they are. And sanskar. Sanskar and habits. Huh? Yeah, understanding, yeah. Understand what people, because we know that in our Brahmin life also, either it's Madhuban or either it's in the center, everyone comes from the different background. Everyone's conscience of level, his understanding is different, everyone's education level is different, everyone is from different caste and religion and so many places. So we have to understand them, that because of that only that person have that much capability to understand the thing. Okay, so according to that we have to adjust with their sanskar and their habits. So we have to make the changes in our attitude to accept their sanskar and the habits. So accept them how they are. So we have to bring that kind of changes in our life. Accept them as they are, in their sanskar, in their habits. And open communication, yeah. We have to communicate with them. And I think next one is the mistake. We have to accept their mistakes. But not all the time. We have to see if that person is committing same mistakes all the time, then we have to inform the seniors. But sometimes if that happens, unwillingly that mistake has happened, then we have to forgive that person. In one Murli Baba said, don't try to become or don't become judge and the advocate. We are all the brothers. We have the brotherhood here. So if we really feel that if we have the only authority person, many times it happens with us that we are the authority person, and that time we have to think that why person has committing that mistake all the time, and why person has did that mistake, has done that mistake. So in that time we have to think from all the aspects, from the all the corners, from the all the sides, that why that person has did kind of mistake, and then only we have to reach any conclusion. So we have to accept, we have to be flexible in their mistakes also. Yeah, we have to accept our own weaknesses also. Yeah, yeah. So I think it will come in our attitude only. Yeah. And that's it. Stick to your story. Apni baat par kayam rehna. I remember it's shown in the Mahabharata, when the Mahabharata war was finished, and then that Pandavas, that Bhishma, he was waiting for the Pandavas, that Pandavas will come and I will give him the blessing, and later on I will leave my body. So when the Pandavas reached to Bhishma, and Bhishma congratulated them, and the Pandavas, he's saying, now I am going to leave body happily. So all Pandavas, that Arjuna and Yudhishthira and Bhishma, Bhim, everyone start to cry that we are responsible for your that stage, we are responsible for your suffering. So he said, no, I am only responsible for my suffering. And that time Krishna asked to Bhishma, okay, give Yudhishthira the last lesson, because now he is going to become a king and now you are going to leave body. So teach him the last lesson, give him the last lesson. So that time what Bhishma says, that don't bind yourself in any kind of rules or the oath or the pledge which is not good either for the country or which is not either good for the religion. Religion means not about the Hindu Muslim, religion means the truth. Either it's truth or untruth. We have to always follow the path of truth. And the Bhishma says, I have taken the oath, I have taken the pledge that I will always on the side of Hastinapur only. Either it's right or wrong. And because of that pledge only, I am responsible for my state. Whatever he's on the bed of arrow. So because of that only, when the anything which is related with the religion. Religion means truth or untruth. That time we always have to go on the side of truth. It doesn't matter. Our relatives are there, friends are there, anyone is there. But always follow the direction, always follow the path of truth. And when it's related with the country, then don't think about the small city, don't think about the small state. Just be on the side of country. Because Bhishma says that I had taken the side of, I think about the Hastinapur only. I never thought about the whole India, whole Bharat. But I just thought about the Hastinapur only. And that's the reason that I am own responsible for my that suffering. So that's the last lesson that Bhishma has taught to Yudhishthira. So what I want to say that in our life only, especially in our Brahmin life, we have to be flexible in that what kind of place we have to change our rules and regulations. If I want to give my example only that I am very firm in my principles of life. I never adjust with any time with my principle of life. But sometime I change that if I know that okay, if I do that bring that changes in my principles of my life, it's not going to harm anyone. If it's going to help someone else, if one person or two person, then it's okay. But if it's going to help to someone person, and if it's going to harm another person, then I won't change, bring the changes in my life. If it's going to help someone, then it's okay. So we always have to be flexible in our life. Then only our Brahmin life will become happy. Okay? Om Shanti.